8 p.m., so don't miss the edge on 91X.
37 solar. Are you looking for a way to go green and make a sure investment? Or maybe you're just looking to make some extra cash that could potentially pay your mortgage? Then you need to think solar. 37 solar. Thanks to the MicroFit and Fit program, the government is paying you a fixed rate for your power for the next 20 years. For more information, call 613-962-8623. That's 613-962-8623. Or email info at 37solar.com. 37 Solar, as reliable as the sun.
Bell Vegas Boardroom Lounge presents Loyalist Nights every Tuesday night with DJ D-Time. Free cover to all students, nightly prize giveaways, and a chance to win bottle service for you and your friends. Bell Vegas Boardroom is the hottest lounge in town. 228 Front Street, downtown Belleville. Check out bellvegasboardroom.com for event listings and like us on Facebook. Bell Vegas Boardroom, it's where your friends are.
Bell Vegas Boardroom,
the good time specialist.
We're going to have a news and weather update in just a bit, but first enjoy Noel Johnson from Toronto. This is tuned Wild Electric here on Alternative Radio 91X.
It's 21 and mostly cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. Some 8,000 Ontario college support workers returned to work today. Cleaners, food service staff, registration officers, and other workers walked off the job just as the school year started 18 days ago. Details of a tentative agreement won't be released until it has been voted on by the workers. Voting should take place within 2 weeks. About three dozen OPP personnel who worked on the Russell Williams investigation have been honored at the OPP's annual accolade awards, including three officers from Belleville. The awards are presented to uniform employees who make outstanding contributions to the organization. The 35 personnel were first nominated by their colleagues, and then a panel of community members and OPP staff narrowed the list down. The Williams investigation resulted in the former CFB Trenton base commander being convicted last year of the murders of Jessica Lloyd and Marie-France Como, as well as other offenses. The Tories have rolled out their huge crime bill touching on drugs, refugees, parolees, and terrorism. Justice Minister Rob Nicholson says there's no real way to project how many more people will be put in jail and how much it will cost to keep them there.
The way I look at it is this, that those individuals who will be taken off the street are the individuals who should be off the street. People involved with organized crime, the people who are in the business of sexually exploiting children, those people. And so there's a cost when these individuals are out on the street. And so we are prepared to meet the costs of detaining those individuals.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper's government fell last spring in part because of a contempt of Parliament motion that sprang from his cabinet's refusal to detail the full cost of the measures. There were no talks in the Air Canada dispute this morning, but both sides expect negotiations will resume today with a strike deadline just hours away. The airline says it hopes to reach a settlement with the union representing flight attendants without the federal government stepping in with back-to-work legislation. At a rally on Parliament Hill in Ottawa, QP President Paul Moist urged Labour Minister Lisa Raitt not to intervene if there's a strike. The flight attendants have threatened to walk off the job at 12:01 a.m. tomorrow if their demands aren't met. Drug-resistant gonorrhea is on the rise in Ontario, according to data presented today at an infectious disease conference in Chicago. Dr. Vanessa Allen of Public Health Ontario says a strain that is becoming increasingly resistant to the last drugs available to treat gonorrhea is being spotted more frequently in the province.
Whether this clonal complex will replace all the other strains or the other strains will develop resistance spontaneously on their own, I think the pressure of this particular antibiotic has demonstrated that resistance develops rapidly. So, yes, there is a fear that the majority of strains will become multi-drug resistant, and I think that's a very real fear, and that's what they saw in Japan, and we're headed that way.
On Monday, an editorial in the Canadian Medical Association Journal warned that the specter of gonorrhea that cannot be treated is a real one and requires an urgent public health response. There are two reports of violence coming out of Afghanistan's capital. Two government sources say the former president has been killed at his home. He was heading the country's peace council. There has also been an explosion heard in Kabul, but details are sketchy and it's not clear whether the two incidents are related. That's 91X News to 104. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
A busy night in the NHL with 11 exhibition games, including the returning Jets, who have split-squad games in Winnipeg and Columbus. In Toronto, the Maple Leafs host the Philadelphia Flyers, while the Dallas Stars are in Montreal. Also, Edmonton, Vancouver, and Calgary all take to the ice with split-squad games. The Napanee Raiders are hosting the Hammersview Jets for their home opener tonight at 7. The Toronto Blue Jays go for a second straight win over the LA Angels tonight. Jays are sending left-handed pitchers Brett Cecil to the mound to face Angels' Joel Pinheiro. Italy set a new record for the highest score at the Rugby World Cup, beating Russia 53-17 this morning. The Philadelphia Eagles are unsure if quarterback Michael Vick will play next weekend against the New York Giants. Vick suffered a concussion in Philadelphia's 35-31 lost a Sunday night at Atlanta. Vic must pass several tests and be evaluated by an independent neurologist before he can clear to return. Former CFL player Adam Braidwood is in legal hot water. The RCMP says Braidwood faces weapon charges in BC after a shooting last weekend. The 27-year-old is scheduled to appear in court tomorrow to face charges related to possession and discharge of a firearm, as well as a breach of recognizance. Canadian Tara Whitten finished fourth in the women's time trial at the Road Cycling World Championship. She completed the course 26 seconds slower than the new world champion, the German Judith Arndt. Tara Hughes finished fifth, only 11 seconds behind Whitten. Remember to send us your team and league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X weather.
Today, sunny, a high of 21. Tonight, clear with fog patches after midnight and a low of 7. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness with a high of 24. And on Thursday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 22. It's 21 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X.